Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Gentleness and Respect. Does it seem like the world is getting harsher? People are less patient, ruder with their actions in lines and on the road, quicker to say cruel things and start fights. The way of the world is to yell louder after being yelled at and to hit harder after being hit. The world, or the sin nature inside people, leads folks down a vicious spiral of making things worse. God gives believers a better way. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, that if it should be God's will, than for doing evil. 1 Peter 3:14-17. The terms in this verse, gentleness and respect, reminded me of Andrew Luck's words when he was playing quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. He was mic'd up for a few games, and his way with the players trying to sack and tackle him was to respond politely and with encouragement. They'd tackle him to the ground, and he'd say, "Nice hit, big man. Nice hit, buddy. Yeah, buddy, good hit. Hey, you're a menace out there. Good job, man." These comments seem to make the guys try to tackle him more carefully, or at least cause them to respect him more and be adversaries with him, but not enemies. Proverbs 15:1 reads, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." That should be the believer's way. A gentle answer. When facing someone who wants to make you suffer or make slanderous accusations against you, a good thing to do is to have gentle words and also use questions as a strategy. Trying to help respond with questions in a gentle way and with respect. Pastor Greg Lane modeled this strategy. Anytime I or someone in a group I was in would come up with a crazy idea or plan or a theory or a complaint, rather than dismiss it as foolish, which was what I was prone to do, Greg would ask probing questions that would cause the one with the crazy thought to realize what they were saying. That was impractical or it was going in the wrong direction. And you can find out that asking questions is one tactic to bring wisdom, perspective, and God's truth to a situation where those are needed. So take a moment to ask God to help you bring reasons for hope through gentle statements and respectful questions to those around you today. Thanks for considering. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.